What's your favorite thing about the place where you live? Maybe it's how close you are to a good fishing spot or all the great restaurants in your community. Our next guest says those kinds of things contribute to our quality of life, and investing in them could be a path toward economic revitalization for communities across the Midwest. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What makes your community a nice place to live? What are your must-haves? Maybe quality schools, things to do outside in nature. What are the things you wish your community had more of? Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Amanda Weinstein is an associate professor of economics at the University of Akron in Ohio. She co-authored a recent piece for the Brookings Institution called Improving Quality of Life, Not Just Business, is the Best Path to Midwestern Rejuvenation. Amanda, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Rob, thank you for having me.
One school of thought when it comes to economic revitalization, say in a Midwestern community of whatever size, has to do with the business environment, lower taxes, lower regulation. You compared that to this quality of life idea. Big picture, what kind of things did you find?
That's right. So we have a little bit of an outdated idea of what can spur economic development. And we think it could be throwing tax abatements at companies. And that's just not what we found. What we found was that higher quality of life, things that make our town nice places to live, not only was associated with higher population growth, it was also associated with higher job growth than the quality of the business environment.
In your research, you didn't just look at the biggest metropolitan areas in the Midwest. Can you talk about the range of communities you looked at?
That's right. So a big gap in the research we found was that a lot of the research on quality of life was focused on large metropolitan areas. And part of that was due to data limitations. So what we did is created this new methodology where we can estimate quality of life in every county across the U.S., and that includes the small counties, which then gives us the ability and gives policymakers of small towns the abilities to see that quality of life matters in small towns, and also start to look at, well, what makes places nicer places to live?
What does make places nicer places to live? What are these quality of life enhancers that you found people like to move toward?
Yeah, so we found there are some things that are the same across all places. And one of the things that has the biggest impact on quality of life was the quality of local schools and our local school districts. And if you think about this, every family, every parent out there wants their kids to have a great public education. And that is one of the biggest factors towards increasing quality of life, is just having a great school for our kids. And beyond that, what we did is we kind of looked at three broad categories. So we looked at natural amenities. If you have lakes and creeks nearby, mountains, beaches, those things can help in capitalizing on your natural amenities. Public amenities like having better school quality, low crime rates, better air quality, water quality, and then in even businesses, private amenities. And so with the private amenities and businesses, it's how do those businesses contribute to the quality of life?
Does this mean things are different now than they used to be? Workers have prioritized things differently. People have made different decisions about where we want to live. Or have we always been kind of getting it wrong in that get the jobs and people will come to them idea?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So over the last century, I would say when we had the industrial era of, you know, so where I am in Akron, where we had Goodyear come about and Firestone come about and all of these very large manufacturing places, we really located for the job. And part of that was basically because we had to survive. But as we've seen incomes increase and we now can better afford, you know, our daily necessities in the U.S., now workers don't have to locate just for a job. We can be a little bit pickier. And so what we've seen over the last century is this gradual change, this shift towards living and working in places that we just think are nice to live in.
We're talking to Amanda Weinstein from the University of Akron, co-author of research for the Brookings Institution that finds that boosting quality of life, that list of a lot of different things, natural resources in the area, cool businesses, that sort of thing, can do more to spur local economic growth in Midwestern communities than things like tax cuts for business owners. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of that idea? And what for you is quality of life? What do you need in the community where you live? What makes it an attractive place to live? What could you use? What do you use to determine where you're going to move next? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Amanda, one Wisconsin community that comes up in your research is Whitewater, Wisconsin. What kind of things did you find there?
Yeah, so in Whitewater, they have had population growth. Whitewater is a small town, as you might know, compared to in the Midwest, a lot of small towns have seen declines. So the fact that this small town is seeing population growth is pretty impressive for the Midwest. And one thing that they have is they have great education. So there's a university there and they have, you know, a charming downtown. And one thing that we found and that we kind of talked to policymakers is that it's not about your town becoming whatever town does really well, right? So if you're not Whitewater, you don't want to kind of rubber stamp and become the next Whitewater or rubber stamp and become the next, you know, Silicon Valley or whatever it is. So what you have to do is this kind of inward look and see what makes my town unique and special and build on those assets.
One line that I love in the report is obviously leaders and policymakers can't build a great lake, mountain, or unique natural feature from scratch. I guess that's pretty true. That said, you write in the report that in your state of Ohio, a lot of communities haven't taken advantage of the natural environment where it already does exist. What kind of things can community leaders do?
Oh, that's such a great point. So in Ohio, we have a great lake. And when you look at our Great Lake, especially if you look along the shore from Cleveland to Toledo, we have not capitalized on this Great Lake with bike paths, trails, with multi-use areas for bars and restaurants and apartments and condos. We just haven't built up on this asset that we already have, like they have in other areas. If you were to go to San Diego or you go to Miami, right, you can see they are clearly capitalizing on these beach assets. You know, we have beach assets too, maybe a little different. I will cede that. But we have impressive assets here that we just haven't built up on them the way that other states have with their natural assets.
You also look at the report on the role of women as kind of big decision makers, a key demographic to think about for Midwestern communities. Why is that?
Yeah, so this is an interesting result we found with another paper where women actually show stronger preferences for the Midwest than men do. And some of this, I think, has to do with culture and a culture of being friendly and welcoming. I think about my neighbors who will watch my kid and I can text them, hey, I can't pick up my kid from the bus stop. Can you pick them up? Right? This culture is really helpful for especially women raising a family. But what that also means is that Midwestern policymakers need to have a good sense of what women want and need in their city.
How can business owners tap into these sort of ideas? What can they do to help boost quality of life in their community?
I think business owners can do so much. I think business owners and entrepreneurs and maybe future business owners can think about, what do I want from my community? If I want a cute little furniture store, if I want to rehab, you know, old furniture I find, or open a restaurant or open a bar. So it's thinking about, what do I want in my community, and kind of having the gumption to do it yourself. But even if you have, you know, an accounting firm, let's say, or a consulting business, it's also making sure you're offering quality of life to your employees by making sure they have work-life balance to actually enjoy the amenities that they have around them.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Tom is with us in Green Bay. Tom, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I guess Green Bay in the northeast Wisconsin along the Fox River is an excellent example. Between the state government, local governments, and the industries, they've spent well over $1 billion cleaning up the Fox River and restoring the environment around it. And it's brought in a whole lot of business that's growing. I don't have the numbers, but I know that's better than it used to be. People come from all over the country to fish the walleye fishery here. It's a world-class fishery now. And I live here because within 10 minutes, I could be fishing or hunting, and within 20 minutes, I can get any medical care I need. And since I'm retired, that's pretty important to me.
Tom, thank you so much for sharing that observation and your personal story. Tom says, hey, I can go fish and I can go get good medical care nearby. That's a recipe for some communities, I imagine, Amanda.
Yeah, that's such a great point that Tom brought up, because we often hear communities say things like, well, I don't have the warm weather and beaches in Miami, so I'm just going to throw up my hands. There's nothing I can do. But the truth is, not everyone wants that. We are all kind of more different and we like different things, right? Look in, you know, a cereal aisle, how many different cereals there are. Think about the same thing with cities, right? Some people might really want the beach and that sunny weather, but some people want to go fishing and they want to go hunting. And there are so many different things our cities can offer people other than a beach and sunny weather.
Thanks for that call, Tom. We're talking to Amanda Weinstein from the University of Akron about her new research for the Brookings Institution, looking at quality of life improvements, how they could help revitalize Midwestern communities. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What things in your community improve your quality of life? A farmer's market, the schools, parks, natural environment, hunting and fishing, the music scene? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about the economic impact of things like quality schools, public transportation, natural amenities, and new research that says investing in those things can help revitalize communities in the Midwest. Amanda Weinstein with the University of Akron stays with us. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Just a few minutes left. If you have something you point to as something that really boosts the quality of life in your community, maybe something that drew you there in the first place, 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Amanda, suppose there's a community leader in a smaller community, maybe an old factory town where the factory is closed or maybe doesn't employ as many people as it used to. Where do they start in terms of trying to figure out what they could do to boost their quality of life to meet the unique character of their community?
I think it starts with making sure you get the basics right. So the basics meaning you have, you know, great schools are just one of the basic things. Access to childcare is a basic thing that families need. And get the basics done and do it well, effectively, efficiently. And then start to really have a conversation. And maybe this is conversations with the community, with who is this community? And there are communities across the Midwest having this conversation right now when a factory closes, saying, who are we really? Were we really just the town that made this appliance? And what they're finding is they're not. They are finding they're the town who invented, you know, Ferris wheels, for example. So they're building a new Ferris wheel park. And they're having conversations to find out who they really are, which is bringing back kind of a unique character to cities that many cities, you know, maybe think they've lost.
Let's go back to our callers now. Jeff is with us in Madison. Jeff, hi.
Hi. I'd like to extol the virtues of good transportation networks, especially in Madison, where we have an excellent bicycle system of bike paths, bikeways, and isolated, separated bike paths. It makes it really easy to get around from many neighborhoods, and at times like this, when gasoline prices are real high, biking around is a great way to save money.
Jeff, thanks for the call. So that kind of transportation infrastructure, Amanda, in this case, the bike scene.
Oh, that's such a great point that Jeff brought up. So I think when we have multi-mode transportation, whether it's walking, biking, other ways to get around, public transportation, it gives consumers options. And we like options. We should know this about Americans, right? Again, look at the cereal aisle. We like options. And I love that he brought up when we do this, it not only makes our place nice to live, but it also helps us, you know, avoid paying high gas prices if we don't want to pay for those high gas prices, which gives consumers more bargaining power on many markets when they have more options. So it's not only great for consumer power in markets, it's actually great for making a city nice to live. And I often hear policymakers in places that are cold, in Ohio, places like Wisconsin, a little bit defeatist, saying, well, it's cold, right? People won't go out when it's cold. But if you look at places like Amsterdam, you see people walking and biking in the snow, right? I just don't think that's true. I think we don't have the options that other countries have when it comes to how to get around in their city.
Jeff, thanks for the call. Katie joins us now in Janesville. Katie, hello.
Hey there.
What did you want to bring up, Katie?
So we moved to the area from Utah, and we had the option to move to San Diego or Phoenix or anywhere of these, like, nice hot places. But we actually chose Wisconsin on purpose because, yes, it is a colder climate, but the schools are really good. It's not very expensive to live here. There's a lot of outdoor activities specifically for my family. Something I wish that Janesville had was indoor playgrounds, kind of like Madison does. But other than that, it's been absolutely wonderful to live here.
Katie, thank you so much for sharing that. So Janesville beat out San Diego and others. Amanda, thanks in part to those natural resources and cost of living.
Yeah, that's such a good point that Katie brought up. I mean, I think what she brought up is really important, right? So she clearly has kids, and what she wishes that she had are indoor playgrounds, right? This is something any city can have. Any city can build a playground. And so one city I like to point out in the Midwest that's done particularly well in Ohio is Columbus, Ohio. And sorry to Columbus, Ohio. Columbus, Ohio has nothing special about it. It just doesn't. Everything they have built. They have built a great zoo. They have built great amenities, great museums, indoor playgrounds. Everything that makes Columbus nice was built. And so I think having a place like an indoor playground is something very simple, but can be really impactful for when you do have, you know, those cold times where you're not going to go out on a playground, right? Then it gives you more options to enjoy your city year round.
Amanda, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Rob, thank you for having me. This was such a great discussion. I love hearing these stories.
That's Amanda Weinstein. She's an associate professor of economics at the University of Akron in Ohio. With us today to talk about her research for the Brookings Institution titled Improving Quality of Life, Not Just Business, is the Best Path to Midwestern Rejuvenation.